September 5, 1928, Pains of Jesus and Contest of Light. The acts done in the fiat are little rocks and little winds in the sea of the divine will. I felt deprived of my sweet Jesus, and I agonized for his return. But, alas! While my poor heart was tortured, my beloved Jesus doubled my pains by making himself seen all wounded, crowned with thorns, and these thorns were so sunk into his flesh that he could not be looked at. What a pitiable and sorrowful scene! He threw himself into my arms to be soothed. Oh, how he agonized, moaned and writhed! I clasped him in my arms. I wanted to take the thorns out of him, but I found it impossible, so sunken were they. And Jesus, sobbing, told me, "My daughter, how much I suffer. If you knew how much creatures offend me, and how they themselves are my justice, to be struck by it." And while he was saying this, it seemed that lightnings, flames and ice were coming down from heaven to strike the creatures. I was frightened, but it was more frightening to me to see Jesus reduced so barbarously. So I continued to pray, and I said to myself, "Oh, how I wish to convert everything, thoughts, words, works, steps of all creatures, into will of God, so that sin may exist no more. I wish to eclipse them with the light of the divine will, so that, invested with light and enchanted by it, eclipsed by divine light, the creatures may lose the strength, the passions, the will to offend my sweet Jesus." But while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus told me, "My daughter, as the soul takes on the commitment to wanting to convert all human acts into my will, she forms her rays which, expanding, take the earth as though in their power. And rising up to heaven, more than solar rays, they invest the sun of my will. And plunging themselves into it, they form one single sun, as though making a contest of light. Everything, heaven and earth, is enchanted and eclipsed by the sun of my will. And even my justice is eclipsed by this light, in such a way that many scourges are spared." Then, after I had written for quite a while, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and taking my face in his hands, told me, "My daughter, I want to pay you for the sacrifice of writing that you made. And I have been writing for 3 nights, and you have not given me anything. It seems to me that you are quite sparing now. You no longer show me that great satisfaction that you used to show me before, when I used to write. Nor do you command me to write any more with that loving empire of yours, as you used to do. To me, it seems that you have changed. And Jesus, I cannot change, nor is it of the divine nature to change. The human nature changes, but the divine never does. Therefore, be certain that nothing has changed in me. But do you know what I want to give you as recompense? My own life. Each truth I manifest to you is gifts of divine life that I give you. And I give you the freedom not only to keep this great gift for yourself, but to multiply it, in order to give it to whomever you want, and to whomever wanted to receive it. You must know that each act, word, thought done by the creature in my divine will are little rocks that she throws into its sea which, rippling, overflows outside for the good of all. Other times, there are many little winds, which make the sea of my fiat swell and form its waves, more or less high, according to the multiplicity of the little winds that the creature forms in my sea. And as these waves rise, they descend again, part into the sea, and part flooding the earth. Oh, how delightful it is to see the creature, now coming to throw her little rocks into our sea, now coming to blow, forming her little wind. And the sea smiles at her by rippling, making feast for her by receiving her little wind and forming the waves. So, the soul who lives and operates in my fiat gives us the occasion to make our sea rise, and gives us the field to flood the earth and heaven. And since it is divine will that flows, it disposes the creature to ask for its kingdom, and we feel that the creature who lives in our divine will calls back the feasts, the amusements, the games of the beginning of creation with her creator. Everything is legit for one who lives in our will, and we let her do everything, because she wants nothing but our will and our echo which resounds in her. Letting herself be carried by our divine echo, now she throws her little rock, now she forms her little wind which, now forms the waves, now moans, now speaks, now prays that it wants our divine fire to be known and loved, and to dominate over the earth.